This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. On Saturday, a small group of concerned citizens planned to gather at an Arlington restaurant to discuss organizing in support of passing tougher gun control laws. But at the restaurant, they were met by a group of pro-gun advocates who were legally showing off their weaponry. It was a scene that someone would consider intimidating, and some say it was deliberately orchestrated to send a chilling message to the supporters of gun control. Later, we're going to hear from one of the pro-gun members who took part in that event, but first we're going to hear the story from one of the concerned citizens. And this person is so upset by the events that she doesn't want to give her name, so we're allowing her to remain anonymous. We normally don't do that, but my producer and I made the call. This person, we're going to go by the name of Liz, says that she fears reprisals and harassment because of how amped up this conversation has gotten. So, Liz, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon.
Liz, welcome to The Source. So tell me what happened. What is the name of the group and what we are doing?
The name of the group is Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, and we are the Texas group or the DFW chapter. And we are organizing and trying to work for common sense gun legislation in the United States and in our individual states.
Now, paint the picture for us. Y'all went to this one restaurant, and was this publicized? Did y'all go social media, Twitter? How did this work out?
We do have a Facebook page for our state, and we put out feelers to try to drum up interest and gain membership. And so we did put out there that we were going to have an event, and then if people were interested in meeting us, that they could message us on our Facebook page and that we would give them the place and that they could meet us there. And some people did show interest, and they asked for that location, and we gave it to them. And what we later found out was that a couple of the people that showed interest were actually members of this open carry group.
Well, so they pretended that they were interested in supporting your group, but then they actually were not, and they passed that information to this organization who are pro-open carry.
That's right.
So what happened when you showed up at the restaurant?
Well, when we showed up at the restaurant, it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and as we were being seated by the restaurant employees, I noticed that there was a group of mostly men, a few women, and some small children that were congregating in the parking lot right outside of the restaurant. And I had seen images of the open carry group before and kind of how they tend to set up and kind of plan for their meetings and their marches. So I kind of already had an idea of what was happening. And when the people that had said that they were going to attend through the Facebook messages were not showing up, I kind of just put two and two together and realized that, they had planned this kind of in a counter, I don't want to say a protest, but just a march, just a demonstration of sorts.
And so, go ahead.
Then we just kind of kept watching out the window, and the group kept just getting bigger and bigger, and more people were showing up, and they were greeting one another. And then probably about 30 minutes into it, they strapped on their weapons. They had them slung over their backs.
Okay. How did that make you feel? What was going on with your group? What were you all saying to each other?
It was quite intimidating. It was upsetting. Of course, it was alarming. It was a large group of people. Like I said, mostly men, some women, and then there were some small children with them, and they had long guns, rifles. I can't speak to what type there were, but lots of weaponry. They were all armed. All the adults were, and they were just standing outside in the parking lot, posing for pictures and talking amongst themselves, and it was alarming to me and my group, and it was alarming to the patrons in the restaurant. It was alarming to the employees in the restaurant as well. So it was very, very unsettling.
Now, they're saying this was just a march. They were meeting there, and then they marched with their weapons to Cowboy Stadium, which is about a mile away, and then they came back. They really never, y'all never even exchanged words, right?
Right. And we had, knowing that there was always going to be the potential for the open carry group to show up because they're already very active in that particular city, we intentionally picked a place that we knew they could not enter because they can't enter a place with weapons that that serves alcohol. So we always try to meet in places where we know that they can't enter.
So here you are. You're trying to organize. What are your organization goals?
Our organization goals are just to bring, you know, more awareness to the issue of gun violence in our country, and to try to get our legislators, both at our local and state levels, as well as the national level, to pass more common sense gun legislation to make it a safer country, reduce gun violence.
And the folks that had gathered, the gun pro-gun individuals, they never shouted a threat at you, or they were just out there doing their thing. They were in the parking lot, but never, ever approached you or tried to engage you?
Not that I observed. Again, I was kind of going back and forth between the window and my table. I never actually went out to speak to them. I was actually too frightened to do that. I saw everything through the window, but I did not stand there the entire time. I can't speak to everything that they did. But no, at the times that I saw them, no, they did not do anything like that, no.
So here you are. We're told that you don't want to give your full name. You're worried about reprisals and harassment, further intimidation. Tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, if their intention was to find out about our meeting, to know more about our movement, it wasn't for them to have a dialogue with us. If they had wanted to have a dialogue with us about, you know, we do support these rights, we would like to come and talk to you, and we would like to do that unarmed, that would have been a completely different situation. But the group showed up armed. Every single adult was armed. So that basically set a stage for a display of power, a display of force, which to me, you know, is rather unsettling.
How is this going to impact your further activities as someone who's in favor of stronger gun control measures?
Oh, it's not going to change my activities at all. In fact, it's just strengthened my resolve that, you know, this is the kind of thing that we don't want people to have to be subjected to. Families and people that are out and about trying to have lunch and go shopping on a beautiful Saturday morning, they are met with groups of people with firearms strapped to their backs. And this is the kind of thing that we need to have a dialogue about. And see if this is something that's really healthy for our country.
Do you think this was a responsible demonstration of how to open carry in Texas?
I don't support open carry. I think that it is something that we really need to look at with regard to our law. I think that it can lead to more harm than good. So I would be hesitant to use the phrase responsible open carry.
But do you think, I mean, it's so this was an irresponsible activity, you think?
I believe so. Because it did cause panic, it caused upset, it caused fear, it caused all of those feelings in the people that were around them.
Well, Liz, we got to let you go, but thank you for sharing what happened with you as y'all tried to Moms Demand Action on Gun Sense tried to organize in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're going to continue the conversation. We're going to bring in Reed Davis, who is part of that group, and get his side of the story when we come back from this break. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies, talking about an incident that happened this weekend in Arlington about open carry and an interchange between them and a group called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense. We will take phone calls in just a moment. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We'll just now go over to Reed. He was a participant. Reed, you were listening to our Liz's account just a few minutes ago. So, Reed, was she accurate?
Well, I'd like to say also we weren't showing off our guns in any way, shape, or form. This is not an exercise of showing off. Essentially, I'm with the 1st Battalion of the 28th Infantry. I swear an oath to stand and uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And we've had a lot of people coming after our gun rights, you know what I mean? And multiple states around the country. And Texas is not one of the places that we want to lose any more gun rights than they already have. So that's an incorrect statement in and of itself. And I think that her argument was based mainly on fear. Second Amendment clearly states that the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And to essentially try to change the laws in Texas without first modifying the federal constitution, the United States Constitution, would make you an enemy of the Constitution. And I swear not to defend my country against those enemies, and I will not be deterred.
Okay, so before we get into that debate, let's get back to the facts.
Yes, sir.
As they are presented. So, well, I looked at a photograph. It looked like there were about 20 of you guys. Is that about right?
I would say towards the end of it, after everybody was there, it was closer to 30 to 40, but yes, somewhere in that ballpark.
And y'all went to that location in order to do what?
Essentially, we do open carry marches around Arlington every weekend. And we showed up at that location, waited for everybody to get there. We got our weapons out, and we strapped them on our backs. We walked to the public sidewalk, walked down to Cowboys Stadium, just like she actually said, and took a couple pictures. We had some law enforcement come up and just talk to us, see how we were doing. We spoke with them very briefly, and we walked back up the road to the highway. We got a lot of honks. We do every time. Always probably 10, 20 times more positive reactions than we ever get negative reactions. And we returned to our vehicles.
Well, you're carrying guns. It's really hard to provide a negative reaction. You guys are well-armed.
No, well, I'm speaking about passersby. We were on Collins Boulevard in Arlington, and Arlington's a pretty busy city in Dallas and in the metroplex. And so there's a lot of traffic, and we get people honking and waving and rolling down their windows and saying that they support us. And every once in a while, somebody will throw a middle finger up or something. And we do get those things from time, but like I said,
That's a brave person.
Not a brave person. Our armed societies are polite societies. There's mental fallacies in the argument of gun control. If you look at Chicago, which has the strictest gun control in the nation, it's also the murder capital of the nation. They lost more people this year than we did in Afghanistan. So an armed society is a polite society. It's the gun control areas that have all the problems. The Navy Yard shooting was a gun control area. Aurora, gun control. Sandy Hook, gun control.
Okay.
Chicago, gun control.
All right, so let's get back to the facts of the case here. So y'all just happened to be at that parking lot. That was just a strange coincidence. Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct. You know, we do it all over the place in Arlington. We don't call the police and tell them where we're going to do it. We just pick a location, and that's where we get. And everybody meets up there, and that just happens to be a very busy street. And you get a lot of exposure. And letting people know that it is perfectly legal in Texas to open carry your long rifle.
Okay, so you're telling me it's just a coincidence. But, however, yeah, it was posted on a Facebook page, and there were tweets that said that this was a deliberate meetup at that location.
I'm sorry. Well, that would be something that I was unaware of. I didn't organize the event myself. I was just a participant in the event. So if somebody knew that they were actually having a meeting there, I was not involved in that particular aspect.
Okay, so here we are. I know you're a strong defender of the Constitution. You said you're willing to fight for the Constitution. So what about other individuals' rights for aside from being able to own a gun, things like freedom of speech or the right to assemble?
Yes, sir. I would support and defend that with my life and my liberties.
Now, you don't see a conflict between trying to were you trying to intimidate these people? Was that an attempt to intimidate these people?
No, sir. And actually, one of the moms came out, and she was a little bit nervous. She came out and asked if she could take a picture of all of us, and we all got together. That picture that came up, we were forming up, actually, for one of the moms came out to take a picture. Her hands were shaking a little bit. We knew it was one of the moms. We were very nice to her, and We took a picture and all smiled, and then she actually took a few of our cameras and took a picture of the same group for us.
Right. So that's wonderful that y'all had that exchange and that there was no yelling and name-calling and all sorts of things. Unfortunately, you know, when we had the event here in San Antonio, we've heard that there was name-calling and there was some confrontations of people who were held up signs that were questioning gun rights. And then people were very much vocal and in their face about how dare they question gun rights.
Well, there was I was in San Antonio as well, actually. And when we were in San Antonio, the moms were about 10 blocks away from where we were having our rally. And it was actually Alex Jones who went over to the moms and basically started yelling at them and stuff. And that's pretty much Alex Jones's, that's his M.O., so that's to be expected. He was not associated with our group in any way, shape, or form. He did speak at the rally, but I think that's just because he's a media personality.
Right. So he is the conspiracy theorist, talk show host.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people don't have the right to question gun rights. That's kind of what I'm, you know, I'm reading from you, Reed. Is that, I mean, can we have...
That would
can
be correct. It would be the same as I would never try to infringe on someone's right to free speech. I believe that the mom's command action should have the right to be able to say whatever they want. And I'll defend that for them. I signed a blank check in 2005 that said that I will support those things regardless. And I support one just as much as the other, although I happen to disagree with the mom in this case.
Okay, we're going to try the phone system again. The number is 614-8980. We have Jim on the line. Jim, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to commend commend our veteran who's on with us today. Happy Veterans Day to you. I myself am a veteran. I'm on active duty right now, so anything I talk about is my own personal views, not an official government view. But I wanted to discuss how I feel this is counterproductive to our cause. I have a gun on my hip right now. I just went to the gun range and fired my NFA short-barreled rifle that I filed all the paperwork for and spent time doing. So I'm the model of a gun-carrying citizen. But I also don't believe that we should be overtly confronting people with firearms and trying to sway the cause towards our favor by doing something so confrontational and making us look crazy.
Right, you could lose public favor.
Exactly.
All right, Jim, thank you for that phone call. Let's see what Reed has to say about that. Reed, so Jim's saying, you know, he supports you 100%, but your tactics may be flawed here, buddy.
All right, well, let me just bring up, like we just talked about in San Antonio, we had the rally organized, and the mom showed up to that rally and had a counter rally. You know, no one seems to give the moms a hard time for operating their free speech, exercising their free speech at one of our rallies or nearby one of our rallies. But yet, if we try to exercise our rights near where they happen to be having a meeting, we all of a sudden look, you know, like we're doing something. Why is my right to bear arms any different from their right to free speech? That would be my question.
Okay, we're going to get a quick caller in. Mark on the line. Mark, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, you know, the mystery there is that these weapons are used in horrific crimes. Now, you know, I don't know how much further you want to take that argument, but and the moms are not generally known for going around committing horrific crimes. That's a difference there. But let me just ask you, what kind of a governmental or tyrannical movement or effort on the government are you going to defend yourself effectively with one of these fully automatic AK-47s? How are you going to defend yourself against a government with the armament that this government has?
Okay, Mark, we're running out of time. I'm going to get Mr. Reed's reaction to that. Go ahead, Reed. Davis, go ahead.
Once again, a couple of logical fallacies. You can't carry full automatic weapons. These are all semi-automatic weapons. And secondly, what was the second part of his question?
He's saying that, you know, even though you guys are well-armed, you may have all this stuff, but it's still not going to be enough to confront against drones and everything else that the government has to throw at you.
Well, the U.S. military tried in the first Iraq war. They tried to just shock and awe the enemy into submission for safety.
Right.
Speaking about tactics, Okay. What we've found is that you can't do it from the air with helicopters and planes. You have to have the infantry on the ground.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mark, we ran out of time, but I want to thank you so much. We really need to have open conversations, peaceful conversations about this, so that we, you know, something's going to go wrong one of these days, and this is going to not be pretty, all right, my friend? You know, you can't always count on everything going right. So thank you so much for joining us. We want to have peaceful conversations and come up with a peaceful solution that everyone can agree with. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Wilson, the great book from A. Scott Berg.